What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. It's a bit of a cloudy, overcast day here today. And the perfect time to call in for your specific question here on my broadcast. So I wanted to just say deep thanks to everybody that has been loyal to my program. This is my 20th year doing this podcast on a variety of different stations, and the last 11 years here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm a total appreciative of your loyalty to my program and grateful for you all to be a part of it. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Tammy. How are
you? Hi, Tammy. I'm doing good.
Hi.
What's your question today?
My question is that in the last couple of days, I had a situation take a 180 turn, and I'd like to know what the outcome's going to be.
Okay. I'm going to draw the cards for you right now. So while we're both concentrating on that question. So there's somebody here that looked like was a block for you. This man was a block for you. And it looks as though his wily ways have caught up with him. And what it's saying here is that your creative energy has actually put the truth out there, and even if it seems like it might be stuck again, what it's saying is that you can't hide three things: the light of the sun, the light of the moon, and the truth. So you are presenting the truth. So what happened?
Well, I can't get into it on the radio because of some confidentiality things, but yeah, just a personal situation I've been involved in for a little while.
Okay, so what it says here...
shifted.
Yeah, well, what it says here is that it is... it's almost as if spirit is guiding you creatively toward a solution with somebody that has... you know, I wonder if... Because there's a man here that's coming up that is... and I'm using the word clever. I'm not using the word clever as a compliment. I'm using the word clever as self-absorbed, self-motivating, selfish, basically. Self-serving, yes. So, but what it's saying here is that it's almost like he may have dammed up the river right now, but the dam's not strong enough to hold.
Yeah. That
so that's exactly the vibe. So the creative card that's coming up here, the card that literally talks about you being in the right, means that you pull out the one brick that is weak, and then the whole thing falls. So you're on the right track. It's just it looks like a temporary blockage here.
Mm-hmm. For about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
There you go. Then and
there you
and
go.
It's saying, yeah, it says here
that the damn flow.
Right. Exactly. The thing is that you know it's funny because when people play chess, they'll sometimes trick their opponent into making a move. Well, it's almost as if he doesn't even realize that you've now tricked him into making a move. And when he makes that move, because it's his only choice, that's when the dam actually breaks free. So you're on the right track. So it's a temporary hold in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
amazing. Yeah.
I know. All right. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold because you said that you wanted to keep listening. So I'm going to put that
yes,
down there,
I
all right?
Yes, I want to keep listening. I want to keep listening, and I just threw it out to a whole bunch of other people, too. So
oh,
hope they
thank
call.
You so much. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to my next caller. I have somebody here from the 610 area code. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hi, I think this is me.
Oh, and what's your first name?
My name is Annie.
Hi, Annie. What's your question today?
So I've recently developed feelings for a friend of mine, and I wanted to know if that was a possibility of happening.
You know, that's so funny because that's what happened with my husband.
Okay.
I mean, he was a friend, and then there was like something suddenly sparked something special. And now we've been married for over 3 decades. So I actually think that's the best way to recognize a soul spirit. So let me draw the cards for you. All right, hold on. Okay, these are beautiful cards connected to a relationship because the Lover's card is coming up in exactly the right position that says that there's something more meaningful here than just a sexual attraction. And it also says here that the more you think about this person, the more it feels like it feels right to create a future with them. So what you have to do is wait for this person to step forward. Just keep being you. Keep treating the person like they're your annoying sibling instead of anything that has sort of sparkle eyes connected with it. Do I think there's a chance? Absolutely, I do. So, in other words, I don't feel like it's one-sided. You know? And at some point, you're going to make this statement. Are you ready for the statement you're going to make?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I could clone you so I could live happily ever after with someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the statement. Because what you're doing is you're not putting the person on defense by saying that. You're actually giving them a compliment. And you also give the person the opportunity to say, well, what about me?
Yeah.
You see? So not right now. It's not good timing now. But there will be a moment where you're going to be able to say, I wish I could clone someone just like you to create a future with. Which then would prompt them to volunteer themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, yeah, you have a chance. It's not like the movie Dumb and Dumber where Jim Carrey asks Holly in the movie, do you think that there might be a future with us? And chances are 1,000,000 to 1. And then he says, so you say there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. It's more than that. Way more than that. So,
okay.
All right, girl. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello. Oops, let me get him on the air. Hold on. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. How are you doing today?
Hi, Craig. What's your question?
My question is for my wife. Right now we're trying to get her back in school, but she's having issues with financial aid. And I just want to know, do you see us being able to clear that?
So my intuition just jumped right in before I turned the cards over. And it says that if you can reach out to a higher authority than the one you've been dealing with, it looks as though you actually get the financing or you actually get her back in school. And it's interesting because I almost wonder, and I know this sounds like the weirdest thing I could throw at you, but I almost wonder if you reached out to a local news media and actually asked them to see if they would interview you to find other resources for your wife to get into school. So I don't know what city you live in, but what people do is they reach out to one of the local news stations and they cover the story. In other words, it could create a story for them. You know, how does somebody that really has the brains and the heart to get into a school, how do they get financing? How can they get a grant? How can they get the funding to move forward and better this world? So I almost wonder if that might be the tack you go, because according to these cards, there's somebody in authority that would say yes to you.
Okay.
So basically, we don't keep swimming in the same pond. We go to a bigger lake.
Understood.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to, again, Fabulous Las Vegas, area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question today?
I'm kind of like talking to this guy, and he's a little too into me, and I don't know if that's like a red flag or something, and I don't know if I should keep talking to him.
Let me draw the cards here. So there's a one card in my deck that indicates a clever man, and I don't use the word clever as a compliment, all right? There is something, your radar is protecting you right now. Your own intuition is protecting you. So what it says is that you temper it down into a friendship. You don't automatically cut them off. You just temper it to a friendship. And then he'll eventually ghost you, which is exactly what you want.
Okay, so it's a no-go.
I want you to slowly lose interest in him, that you don't respond if he texts right away. You just, and then at some point, if he still rattles with you, say, you know, hey, I'm sorry I've been out of touch, but I've made up with a old boyfriend. And I know that sounds like a fib, but in this case, you want it to be definite that you're disconnecting. But I think that if you just gradually, over the next week, be a little less responsive, he'll move on to somebody else. But your radar is totally accurate that you basically don't trust him.
Yeah, I feel like he's hiding something.
Oh, no, he is. He is. And you know what? I have to tell you, I have had so many clients that have called me after they have been scammed by someone they met online that I'm incredibly resistant to people meeting people that way, because I've had so many people have really crappy things happen as a result of that. So if your radar is already going, oh, no, then I think I think you just need to honor that.
Yeah, I finally let him take me on a date last night, and still I just had that weird feeling. So,
okay. So again, if the weird feeling really was magnified once you met him in person, then you got to honor that, because it's just going to get weirder. It's just going to get weirder, girl. All right? You deserve better. You deserve better.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this? Hello, 646. Are you there? Okay, well, I can't hear you, so I'll put you back on hold, try in a little bit. Okay, hold on. My computer's kind of going slow here. I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. Boy, you seem to get on the air almost every time I'm live. How do you manage that? Okay, so what's your question?
I wanted to check in with you. I've been talking to someone, and been talking to him for like the past like month or two. We really want to meet. I wanted to check in with you to see if you see good things or not, if you see a future with him. We were supposed to meet this weekend, but I couldn't get the time off from work, so it's like we're really itching to finally get started and meet already to see if this will be something. And he seems like a really nice person. I wanted to check in with you about him.
Okay,
you know,
before you meet, okay, sweetheart, this is my advice. Before you meet him in person, I want to make sure that you've had a video call with him.
Well, I've seen him on video because he has, he's a producer.
No. I'm talking about an actual, not a video of him, a video call with him.
Okay.
Okay. Just say, hey, I'm so sorry I can't meet, but, let's do a video call and have, a glass of wine together over the call. I'm serious. Do that first. Because I'm just really, really cautious when people have met people online. So one of the things I always tell people that if you've met someone online and it seems lovely, the voice is lovely, the interaction is lovely, you ask for an actual video call, FaceTime call, Zoom call, whatever it is, you set that up. And, the nice thing about Zoom is you can set up a free 40-minute, meeting with someone, and now you're doing a video chat, you're sitting in your own comfortable environment, and you can even record it if you set it up. So that's why I have a lot of people that do Zoom sessions with me, because they can record the session. They can record me actually doing the session with them, and I let that happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm so sorry we didn't get to meet. Let's do a video chat tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're looking really cute. I don't want you to be too sexy looking. All right, just be cute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just see what happens when you actually get to talk to him via video chat, I can talk. If he resists that, that's a red flag.
He's offered it, and he sends me videos. We send each other videos all the time.
Perfect.
Like, when do we go on our
then
walk?
That's the next step, all right? I want you guys to actually have a video dialogue and interaction, and then you meet him in person. Because the reason I'm telling you that is that it's on the fence about this guy in your cards. I can't give you a yes or no with this one. So that's why
I'm
asking you to take a little bit of a baby step.
Oh. Does his name help? Or you just get the feeling?
No. That's what I'm telling you. Video chat. Oh. And then next time I'm live, call me again and ask me this question again.
Oh, God, is he weird?
All right, girl. All right, see you later.
All right.
Okay, all bye. Right.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody else I'm going to go to area code 720. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Well, you've called before, haven't you? I recognize your voice.
Many, many moons ago, a long, long time ago, honestly.
Wow, well, welcome back. What is your question today?
Oh, well,
today?
Thank you. I'm just wondering what you get on career for me.
There's disruption here connected with your career, but it's not bad disruption. It looks like it's disruption or change that you're initiating, and that you're finally getting very, very honest with yourself about what you want moving forward, that it's not so much about serving other people unless you're rewarded for the vibration of serving other people. So this talks about an initiation you make to get to the happy place connected with your career. Because you have two cards here I absolutely love in your spread today. And in traditional tarot, this is a universal card. It's called the Sun. It's the happiest card in the whole deck. It means happy career, happy life, happy marriage, happy relationships, happy living space. It is the most content card in the whole deck. Next to that card is a card called Harmony. So these two cards together mean that it's very important that the place you work gives you a sense of peace. That you know in, that you know when you go in, you do a good job, that you feel relaxed, that you feel connected with the people that you're working with, that it feels cohesive. It's like years ago, I was very active in Tai Chi.
I would agree with you.
I agree with what you're saying. But I want to tell you this in a second. When I was very active in Tai Chi, there was this, and it only happened this one time. But in this one time, there was probably 20 people in the class. And it was one of those moments where it felt like my body was connected to everybody else's body. And we were all moving in exactly the same pace. There was everybody was totally present in the movement, all right? And it was this blissful, universal connection. And I'm getting goosebumps telling you about it because it happened this one time. And even though I took Tai Chi for years, everybody in that room was moving as though we were all connected. And what the kind of job you need to be in is that vibe. And it doesn't matter what the work is. It has to do with that feeling of being loved and connected and respected for what you bring to the table.
I cannot agree with you more. I've put out over and over and over, and I keep coming to roadblocks. I've put out two right now, and I have not heard anything back from them. So I'm just wondering, and both of them are in the government. So I'm just wondering.
Well, okay,
if you're
you realize that you're working up against a machine when you're applying for any, you know, any city, state, governmental job. But one of the things I would recommend is that you jump on LinkedIn or you jump on the computer and you find out, you know, who the area manager is or who you might be working for. And then you you find them on LinkedIn and you connect with them on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so I actually emailed the lady back and she said, hey, you'd be hearing from HR, and I haven't heard from them. So I'm just wondering if you see that coming through.
So I would the number 10 is coming up as a power number with you, all right? So that, because it's repeating here twice. So I'm thinking that October is when you're going to hear, which is only a week away.
Okay.
So remember, it's a much slower moving system when you're trying to get into the government. I'm just saying, it's just every single person I've ever talked to, it's like molasses. So, does this say that there's success connected with it? Yes.
Okay.
So I
really appreciate it.
All right. Please let me know, okay?
Oh, I will, believe me.
All right. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ann.
Oh, hi, Ann. What's your question today?
Yesterday was my birthday, so I was wondering I could if I could have a reading for just like the end of the year, like the next 3 months.
So I'm actually going to go into something else with you, and I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it with you, which is I'm going to tell you the most important thing you need to know. That's all I'm going to tell you, all right? So it's not about a timeline. It's about a shift.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so... Perfect. It's saying that there's a big card in the middle of your spread that talks about your five-year potential, that it is so big that we can't even capture a picture or an image on the card. And what that means is that this is about you following your rules, not the rules that are imposed upon you. So it feels like over this last year that you're working your butt off, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of appreciation that goes along with you working your butt off. So what I want you to do is shift into the idea of gratitude and thankfulness that you've learned to be way more resourceful to survive in the work that you're doing. Now, that said, I want you to now add that skill set to your LinkedIn profile. See, I'm a big LinkedIn supporter in the sense that is that when you do anything that adds to your skill set, even if you've only done it once, you add it to your LinkedIn profile, okay? So if you helped with a marketing campaign, you put marketing campaign on your LinkedIn profile, all right, or marketing campaigns, because eventually you will have your own business, you will have your own way of doing things, and even if that is what it is right now, what it's saying is that you will probably, if you did have your own business right now, you would start dumping clients that are basically just a big pain in the butt, all right? Because now you're going to move forward and work with the clients that actually appreciate you, or you'll be working with people in the job that actually appreciate you. But the next 3 months is gratitude about your five-year plan, that it's unfolding for you in a bigger way than you expect.
Right.
So just keep counting on that everything I'm doing now is preparing me for the kind of true place success that I deserve. And then you start being very aware of how that true place success is actually manifesting for you right now.
Yeah, I love it. I have been a nomad for a year, so it's a lot of skills. But I'm not sure how to translate that. I mean, I've basically been finding my own job every month, every couple of weeks, and moving.
Right.
And there's a lot of independence about that and hustle. But I guess I don't know how to translate that onto LinkedIn.
So before I let you go, I need you to do one thing, is write handwritten notes to everybody you've worked with in the last 2 years about how grateful you are to have the opportunity to work with them. That's all I want you to do. And then you go forward in the idea that spirit is trying to give you exactly what you want. And I got to go. So thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later.
No.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.